Congress returned to the Hill this week, and Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an agriculture-specific update from his desk in Washington.
This week, both the House and Senate return from their holiday break, and one of the pressing issues to focus on is federal government funding. The current continuing resolution expires on February the 18th, and so House and Senate leadership and the appropriations committees need to come to agreement on top-line spending levels to allow the committees to begin their work to put together the individual funding bills, including the agriculture appropriations bill, which will include a number of important priorities for the U.S. cotton industry, a number of programs that our industry members rely upon. So we're hopeful that work can be done and to meet the February 18th deadline. If not, we'll be looking at another, hopefully only a short-term continuing resolution, and can see a full-year appropriations measure enacted as soon as possible this year. In addition to that, it looks like efforts in the Senate to try to move forward on the Build Back Better proposal, which would include significant funding for USDA conservation programs focused on climate-smart agriculture. Those efforts seem to be paused at the moment because there's not enough consensus on how to move that package forward. And so the Senate is shifting its focus in the near term, but we still anticipate there will be ongoing efforts in the weeks ahead to try to get the Build Back Better proposal back on track and try to figure out a way to maybe slim down the size and cost of that and get something enacted later this year. So that's still a possibility.
And in closing, Langley shares an update from the Department of Agriculture on additional conservation programs funding.
USDA made some announcements in regard to additional conservation program funding that would be focused primarily on addressing climate issues and focusing on climate smart agriculture practices, and specifically putting some funding into a pilot project in 11 states, including some cotton growing states, to help further incentivize the planting of cover crops and trying to increase the utilization of cover crops across row crop acres in the coming years.